Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Grant. Ooh, I just love that song. It's so peaceful. You can feel the spirit of God and the atmosphere. It's always good. Even if you don't have much time to do a little praise and worship, you can just lift your hands up and give them a wave, you know, praise. Now, today we're going to talk about making decisions, And in these times, it's very important we have to make quality decisions for ourselves, for our future, and then it'll roll down like a domino effect, you know, with your family, if you have little ones, if you're married, you know, decision making. Because if you don't make decisions, that's not a decision for making for you. And also, if anyone wants to call in or need prayer this morning, you can call in at 563-999-3480. That is 563-999-3480 if you'd like to call in for prayer. Now, are the decisions that we make that important? Absolutely. Of course, you're on the decision you select will lead you somewhere eventually. Be a saying that all roads have leads to Rome. This is not true. All roads do not lead to Rome. Some roads are dead end. Other roads are paths in this life. It seems to be right, but end up a waste of time. Some roads in this life lead people down paths they may wish they had never taken. Regret, sorrow, even death. The stark reality, we go through this life only once. That is a vital statement. See, we're just passing through into the world. We're spirits as a human being. But what role you choose to take while you are down, while you are here on earth, what role you decide to take while you're down here on earth is with the Son of your decision is going to take you to, like I said, a revolving door that never ends. Sometimes it's even death. You know, we only get one life to live. And as long as we're alive, we can make better decisions. But you only got one life to live. We all want the best for our lives and others. Most people go through life trying to stay up with their perception of life and trying to get it right along the flow of humanity and its challenges. Sometimes our decisions can tend to weigh us down, even when they are not all that serious. Some aren't. You know, I'll tell you one of the best decisions that you can possibly make in your life, and that is to build a relationship with God. Spend time with Him, have a relationship with Him. Not the pastor, teacher, the evangelist, the prophet. I'm talking about spending time listening, getting directions and instruction so that you can enter to your divine purpose. I have put in the little description box that sometimes we have so much in our mind and said and within our heart, but when it's time to speak up, we freeze up. Why? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. All that energy and time that we as people spend in a wasteful way. It takes 15 minutes. I'm telling you, it will change your life. If you make a decision, just start off with 15 minutes. Just doing God. Don't pick up no mobile phone. Don't turn the TV on. Don't call Tyrone. Just 15 minutes. You know, I will be in here every day, basically, start fading away, you know, more things. It wasn't that I didn't God. I was just, a lot of other things was distracting me. You know, I will tell you, you know, I take care of my elderly father. That takes a lot of my time. I have to readjust my life. You know, when you have someone else in your life, whether you're married or children, or you being a caregiver, you have to readjust your life so that you can still spend time with God, because He is my priority in my life. I mean, I'm like, sometimes I feel so detached if I don't spend time with God. I have to be still, be quiet. And time with God. Let me turn this TV off. Let me turn my do not disturb button on my phone. Yesterday, I had a testimony. I was in book. I did no prayers, you know, radio show and everything, and I felt so much better. Not just for myself, but I know there are people all over the world listening to this broadcast. And it frees me and make me feel purpose filled when I know I'm walking in obedience. It's not that easy for me. Sometimes it makes me feel like, is anybody out there? Is anybody listening? But I know that people are listening. I know that people are out there because I see the stats in the back of the office. I see the country where people are listening from. Now, do they show me the people? No. And it shows me that. So just being obedient is when you know you're on the right path, making the right decision. Walking to the grocery store, this man tapped me on my shoulder and pointed down, man, those shoes. There's a ball of money. Now, he could have picked that up. It wasn't mine. And at the same time, I was being nice to a little girl, you know, compliment her. She was with her mom. know, just all about my everyday life. Because I love to look at the best in people. You know, even though sometimes you can see their eyes are sad, or they may be crying, mad at their parent or something like that, or maybe the woman walking around with her head down, you know. But I always try to, see, like you said, it's a path. It's a path. And you have to make a decision. Are you going to go to the right? Are you going to go to the left? Which path are you going to take? The best path to take is to spend time with God. Because when you spend time with Him, you'll also find yourself. Spirit of God lives within you. You are a child of God. Amen. So we thank everyone for listening in. I pray that God will give you and keep you discernment so that you can make better choices and decisions and stay on the right path. Thank you so much for spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Have a blessed day. Ciao.